From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. According to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, the man picked up last night in connection with a failed car bombing attempt in Times Square has admitted his role in the attack. Holder says that Faisal Shahzad, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Pakistan, is talking to investigators and has supplied valuable information. The 30-year-old Shahzad was arrested just before midnight aboard a flight headed to Dubai. There are also reports today several people have been arrested in Pakistan. Holder called the effort to ignite an explosives-laden SUV Saturday a terrorist plot aimed at murdering Americans. Shahzad has been charged with 5 counts, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, meanwhile, says it took 53 hours from the time the suspect in the failed bombing attack allegedly drove to Times Square to his apprehension at Kennedy Airport. Kelly says he's hoping to get more surveillance cameras for Midtown Manhattan. NPR's Margo Adler has more.
Speaking at a news conference in Washington, Police Commissioner Kelly said in the eyes of a terrorist,
New York is America, and they want to come back to kill us.
Would he like more cameras? Yes. And Kelly said he was working on a program to fund 3,000 more cameras for Midtown in the city. He praised all law enforcement departments and mentioning those 53 hours observed.
Now, we know that Jack Bauer can do it in 24 minutes. But in the real world, 53 is a pretty good number.
Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Floodwaters from the swollen Cumberland River in Tennessee are starting to recede. Several businesses are damaged in Nashville's historic district. From Nashville, Ann Marshall reports.
Power is out and will remain out for several days in the tourist area of Nashville known as Lower Broadway. An underground electrical substation in the area is badly damaged. Adam Hessler manages the Cadillac Ranch Bar. Every day he's closed, he loses thousands of dollars. The bar did get some water, but he'd hoped to open his doors anyway.
Even with the basement, I was like, okay, once we get this pumped out, we'll be good to go to open today. And then when I came in today, the power's off, and it's like, not going to happen.
Floods have also damaged Nashville's Grand Ole Opry House and Titans football stadium. For NPR News, I'm Ann Marshall.
What amounted to a global sell-off today amid fears of a growing contagion from the Greek debt crisis in Europe. The euro fell to its lowest point against the dollar this year. While initial reaction to a $144 billion aid package for Greece had been positive, Mark Vittner, a senior economist at Wells Fargo Securities, says that's now been replaced with concerns even that may not be enough.
I think that Greece may be the biggest issue, and it's that folks are now beginning to say, well, gosh, the terms that they're going to have to agree to are going to be so onerous, and the terms that other countries are going to have to agree to get their finances in order are likely to be so onerous that it's going to depress global economic growth.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 225 points today to close below 11,000 at 10,926. The Nasdaq lost 74 points. The S&P dropped 28 points. This is NPR. Goldman Sachs has announced it's agreed to pay $450,000 to settle allegations it violated a rule related to the short selling of stocks in 2008 and 2009. Under terms of the agreement with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Goldman neither admitted or denied wrongdoing in the case. The case is unrelated to a current civil fraud investigation the SEC is conducting into Goldman Sachs' marketing of mortgage securities transactions. A manufacturer of medical devices used to deliver intravenous drugs has recalled a troubled model. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Infusion pumps used in hospitals and sometimes at home deliver drugs like insulin and morphine. The FDA has ordered a recall of all Colleague volumetric infusion pumps, as many as 200,000. And it's told the manufacturer, Baxter Healthcare Corporation, to reimburse customers or give them another model. The FDA said Baxter's plans to fix the pumps by 2013 would take too long. The Colleague pump has had problems before with its power supply and computer controls, and at one point the company stopped selling it. Baxter officials say they'll cooperate with the recall. They estimate it will cost $400 to $600 million. Last month, the FDA announced plans to oversee all infusion pumps more carefully because of hundreds of deaths and 56,000 injuries in the last 5 years. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Former CBS television producer Robert Joe Halderman has begun serving his 6-month sentence for trying to shake down comedian David Letterman over a series of affairs. 52-year-old Halderman admitted he tried to extort $2 million from Letterman to keep silent about several affairs. Letterman was later forced to admit to having sex with female staffers. Letterman married longtime girlfriend Regina Lasko last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.